This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Just taking a hat pack selfie to send to my wife.
Can you take a selfie of me too?
Yeah.
Do you just hold your hands like here?
Yeah. You want me to put my arms around you?
Yeah, just put them around my head.
Yeah, okay. Let me get the camera facing the right direction. God, my finger's in the way. Let's get one more.
I love my hat. I feel like myself, but also like better connected to everyone else in a really exciting way. Where like I'm an individual.
Hey, so for some reason I think the one with my finger in it is better.
Yeah, I think it's better too.
Yeah. I was not expecting streetwear to be able to like have such an effect on me as this hat does. All the streetwear I've ever tried is like, yes, it looks good, but is it like affecting sort of the way I look at the world and the way the world looks at me as much as this hat that does officially induct me into the hat pack feels for me.
Well,
and coming at such a pivotal time in my life too, exactly when I needed it.
Well, and during ostensibly the fourth turning as well.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, are you familiar with the concept of the fourth turning?
No.
Well, you're not going to learn about it here. So you have the hat on. Do you want to talk a little bit? Paul Rust is here. He's got the hat pack hat.
Can I be a part of the selfie?
Yeah, so do we want to do a selfie with all three of us?
Yeah, let's do one with all three of us.
Okay, let's get all three of us. I'm going to move the mic all the way out of the way, okay. And then Kevin, you can just tell people if I say anything.
Okay.
Not since Ellen hosted the Oscars has there been such a star-powered selfie.
And we should talk about, like, when you post to IG and you're wearing the hat and stuff, I almost feel like, don't mention the hat. Mention it in a comment.
I felt really embarrassed while we were doing that.
But mention it in the comment.
I got excited, but then I felt a little embarrassed, I gotta say.
I'm going to send this one to my wife as well.
Wait for someone to say, what's hat is that? And then you say, it's from the hat pack. You have to be a member of the hat pack first, which you do by buying the hat.
Sorry.
So as soon as you buy the hat, you are a member, but you have
to
be a member first.
I might even dangle, if they say, what are you guys are wearing all the hat, just a comment that says, oh, these?
Question mark? These? Yeah, and then wait for them to be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the hats you're wearing in the picture.
Oh, these are the hats.
So I just got a response from my wife to the me and you selfie. Yeah. Sorry, Paul, to read this in front of you. This is super romantic.
Wow, that's nice. Aww. She didn't say that about the next one?
Hasn't had time, you know? Hasn't had time.
The next one she said friend zoned.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. So the hat packs is on sale. Is that true?
It will be when this episode drops.
Okay. Whoa. Well, the episode is
this one is held back
dropping
by Kevin
like a rocket. I have worn it, and I wear it into a restaurant the other day. Two people I know I see at the restaurant. What do you think both of them said?
That hat.
New hat?
That hat, new hat.
Oh, this?
Two people. New two. Hat? Yeah, what did I say? Oh, these?
You pluralized it.
Oh, these hat?
Oh. Oh, You mean these?
To be when is this episode coming out? Because it's important for
12 hours.
Okay, great. So by the time you need to you need to start a small business in the next 12 hours.
That's right.
Okay, and we don't have a lot of time to edit, Paul. Yes.
Distribution. Mm-hmm.
I just have to let Paul know this one's going out. I know usually we give Paul a lot of lead time, and there's a lot of sweetening that is done on his episodes.
I'll listen, give my notes, you'll send it back.
Notes pass, mm-hmm. Trust the process. That's something that Paul
likes
to tell
us. Yeah,
I know you
guys have your thing, but I think there's an alchemy.
And you want to re-record a lot of your stuff.
There's a lot of ADR in your episodes.
Yeah.
I think we figured out the room tone issue, though. There were hardly any of the listeners previously have ever remarked on. I mean, I think I was a little closer to the mic when we recorded some stuff, so some of the punchlines got louder.
Yeah.
when we re-record, Mike?
Well, it's just hard because even before we did this, we obviously have video set up in here, and you had requested that Casey also put a camera over your shoulder in case we want to do any dialogue.
Sean reacting so like we can be off you to get the punchlines, which were very loud. It almost felt like we didn't calibrate your reactions enough for how loud they were. You know what I mean?
That's
you should
right.
almost be putting your fingers in your ears for the next one.
No, because should be just sort of doing this like really pained, like my head is going to explode from the volume thing.
Well, it didn't help that I had that heater cranked in the room.
Hurt. I would go beyond it didn't help. It hurt a lot.
It hurt.
Yeah, it really hurt that the heater was cranked up.
Well, hurt audio.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurt the audio. And I burned myself on the heater a few times. And it started a fire.
Well, if this is coming out in the next 12 hours, I'm almost like...
Do we even do it?
I'm almost like...
Are we even going to fucking do it?
I mean, it's coming out in 12 hours.
Like, should we even
just
do
like,
it?
Can we just do the next one instead?
Just like hold up shop? Like,
it's really just the title that's necessary, right? The title of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have that.
Right.
Right? And so I'm almost like, are people in a situation right now where within the next 12 hours they're going to need this episode? Like, probably not. It's good to be prepared, though, in case they need it for the next one.
We could put up some sort of, like, poles and then put the hats on the poles and just leave the equipment running if we feel like we're spirit.
We do need to put, the hats. I almost forgot that we are going to have to sell the hats, and I don't want to. I'm worried about the hats being on poles is like enough of a pitch for people. I guess it would be sick if people put the hat on a pole in their yard.
Well, there's so many. There are so many.
To show yard. Like this is a hat pack house.
Yes,
a lot of people have so many more poles than they do heads.
Right. Yeah.
Like you only need one hat for your head, but anybody with a fence.
Yes.
Multiple heads.
Dozens of hats.
Make a fence, and it almost is like someone could be standing on the other side, and you're just seeing the hat. And so, like, don't try to come in here, because there's all those people, and they're all in the hat pack on the other side of the fence.
Oh my gosh! There's a meeting of the hat pack happening in there.
Can you imagine a more twisted visual than a white picket fence?
Yes.
And on each spike is a head.
It's Lynchian.
Is there anything different than the Lynchian. Suburbs and
this is
our old battles?
Yes, it's exactly the same thing as our old battles. It is.
This is going to a place.
There's no difference between the suburbs and our old.
And
battles.
Our old
no,
battles.
It's the new. It's the new castle ground.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
And the sidewalk is the moat.
Yes.
And the alligators are these dogs.
Yes.
People just walk around. With.
Yes.
You fucking look outside and people just have these dogs, sharp teeth, and they're just carrying them around.
Yeah,
like, because I am the Lord. Riding up.
I am the lord of this manor, yes. and I need my hound to keep it safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, and it reminds me of the old battlegrounds. Yeah. And it's the castle-ication of our mm-hmm. society. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a community anymore. Yeah. It's these fences. It's the, you know, the door to the house is the drawbridge mm-hmm. that has to be let down for someone to be invited in.
Oh, I've gone to houses with actual drawbridges now. Mm-hmm. It's messed up.
Yeah. He's gone to houses with drawbridges yeah. now. And we've got these couches, right, in the living room. This is your throne, yeah. right? Everyone, come honor me at mm-hmm. my throne. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to houses now that have actual chairs in them. Like,
oh,
literal
legs.
Literal chairs.
And the hat back hat, it's like, it's crazy that it's already becoming the new king's crown.
Yes. No, that has surprised me how quickly that happened.
Yes.
That the king's crown is now a hat pack hat. It's how you let people know that you are of noble bearing, that you are of import in society. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about infinite and finite games, if we could, right? Mm. Because I think we're raised in a world now of finite game structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a beginning and an end to each contest, and there is some quantification of a winner and a loser. And we try to apply these structures, yes, to the infinite games that we're engaged in. Business. I want to win at business.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. That's infinite. Right?
Right.
I'm number yeah. one. We haven't clarified the rules on mm-hmm. this. So don't apply the same finite. I want right. to win at Verhey's
having
marriage, having yeah. sex, right?
World's best lover.
Yeah.
You see aprons.
You can't, right? Right. And it's coupled with the scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm. There will be a winner and a loser. There will be enough. There will be not enough. Mm-hmm. And so we cannot keep doing this. And what's really amazing, Paul, is any game you'll find that is actually worth playing in this life is infinite. Business, having sex, mm-hmm. sleep. Right? Food.
Video games.
Video games. Jumping. Trying to jump high. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is
running
infinite.
Around.
There's no soup, you know?
Mm.
Certain kinds of soup? Different kinds of soup?
How is that? I just don't understand. I, like,
you said, I don't
and I'm open
it.
To it. I'm open to it. Yeah. I'm open to it. I just right now, I'm not understanding yeah. how that's games, like at all, like in the way that, like, business, having sex, like yeah. jumping.
Because mm-hmm. you said finite.
Well, the point of the infinite
no.
game is to stay in the game, stay in business.
Yes.
The point of soup is not to stay in soup.
You said food, so I thought.
Well, yeah, food. I meant like yeah. growing it.
Yeah.
You grow food to put in soup.
Right.
No, I don't. Like, this is being just recorded.
Up, just like he straight up does not.
No, I don't. You
just fully.
I apologize. Like, this has come up
you
before.
You don't know
whether
doesn't.
You grow food for your soups. Yes. And that's, I think I unconsciously.
Yeah, it would be it fine now. If I did. Like, if someone's listening and you do.
Yeah.
Fully go yes. off, King.
Yes.
Like, that's fine with me.
And you do. I do it.
Of course I do it. Of course I do it. But, like, that's not what I do.
Do you think right. this is the crown of a king? I mean, this is the
it
new.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Someone's working pretty hard to change that.
Good golly.
For one blessed moment.
Good golly.
We have to show solidarity. We have to stop. We're on strike. We're on
yes,
strike. We're on strike.
True.
We're on strike.
Maybe in
we
solidarity,
to,
we could
let's,
wear it rakishly off to the side of her head. I think that's
okay.
how a king really shows that he doesn't give a shit.
Well, it's that's
like,
threatening. Very casual.
It's like,
well, this is
like a goblet yeah. here. And he's like,
the sort of line, the Robin Hood, the sort of lion, where he's got the crown is just over one ear, you know, the animated.
We are in solidarity.
Yeah, but I just, let's go after each other after we're done eating the studio's entire lunch.
Yeah.
Oh,
but are you sort of finding, because everyone is like, I keep hearing like, oh, like the meetings are going really well, and I'm sort of like, do we have to? I actually don't want it to end.
I like wearing my sweatpants.
I'm actually having so much fun. Do we have to?
You know,
because as soon as Edward's gonna be like, we come back, work on my project with me.
People will want me to work on their project.
Yes.
People will not want me to be in the studio so much.
Yes.
I've really found my home in the studio during all this.
The paints?
Oh.
Acrylic?
Paul, it is to me art. It is painting.
Oh, studio audio.
Studio audio.
Studio audio. Old battles.
Yeah.
Hurt
the
audio.
Old battles, right? The chilling image of heads on a fence. And this is
twisted.
This gets into your thing. I mean, you talk about this. This scary stuff, these scary movies, right?
Oh, our modern fables.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, you didn't understand at first when he said scary
movies. Yeah, I said scary movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no, like that's, you know, better as, that's sort of as, a childish way to think about
fables.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or our modern
our current
Grimms.
Day mythology.
Right.
Yeah. Modern Grimms.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Grimms, yes. Mm-hmm. And it is grim. The bogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
The dream smuggler.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
what are the greatest monsters?
Carrie, he's sneaking dreams.
And now what? Yeah,
bloody Carrie.
The smuggling aspect. I guess to what extent is there a border? I guess that you're
3D.
Not supposed to
go ahead.
Bring a dream over.
You can't like, have the
dream in like
dream,
one place or another. Or they have to check it.
There's
or
like
something.
Prohibition on dreams.
Yeah, you got, I mean, we all have our own boundaries, our own fences, even
right
in here. You know, guys, there's some thoughts we have in here that we'll never tell anyone
we
know.
Can you put the hat back on, please? Yeah. Thank you.
I don't want people to screen grab that one image and go, this was the episode.
Yeah. Or that he had to take that the hat was like causing some kind of problem for him.
You can express
really
it. It did not pop off.
It got
it did
hot
not
and
get
popped
hot.
Off.
No.
I think it should
doesn't
be
so get
it doesn't get hot.
It doesn't get hot. It keeps you cool. It actually has a screen door in the back that allows the air to pass through.
It got hot.
It was the mic.
It popped off.
It was the mic.
And then the mic went down.
The mic. The headgun mic is malfunctioning again.
Yes.
It's still a little warm. Now it's ice cold. This is.
It's not cold. It's the perfect temperature. The mic works.
You guys like? I thought we got Paul Rust to be a guest, not Mr. Bean.
And it's true. We didn't get Mr. Bean, but we would love to have him.
Oh, if you guys got Rowan on the show,
it would.
Atkinson.
Okay. Yes.
I call him Rowan.
Okay. I would have trouble keeping my shit together to even just like to be in the presence of his fumbling.
I'd have trouble getting here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to.
Oh, you could get the car
even
and drive
getting here.
Too
would be basically impossible if Rowan were here. Finding like where's the studio?
Yeah.
Like what time is the show? Like all that stuff would just be like.
No, I can just imagine even just scheduling with him would probably be just a series of
mishaps.
Yeah.
He sends back a reply and his head's in a turkey. Like, this is the reply?
Instead of like send from my iPad or whatever, it says,
hey,
send from my head in a turkey. why do you do that?
But it's, you know, but it's also, it's in keeping with what we've seen is his head does get stuck.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 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 And he'd have to come to America again. And after everything like he did last time he came to America, I don't think anyone is really like enthusiastic about like, let's run that back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
After like, how much went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're good.
Yeah, there. I mean, there were accidents on set with the American version of the Bean movie, right? There was, I think, deaths and
lot of serious injuries and mm-hmm. death. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
still court cases about still. Like, I think Rowan Atkinson has to go back into the courtroom next year.
There's a bench warrant. There's a bench warrant for Rowan Atkinson. The second he sets foot on American soil, he will be. Yes. Apprehended and renditioned.
Yeah. Instead of putting this, I mean, it feels crazy to me, but I guess making comfortable, instead of putting like a black hood on his head, they are going to put a turkey on his.
Yeah. Arm. No, in a way, it's safety. A kindness. Yeah. Yes.
And zip tie, instead of like a zip tie handcuffs, they're just going to like send him a sweater that his auntie gave him that has like a really long turtleneck and just be like, put this on. Just knowing that he is going to end up like, fully subdued, like the sleeves are too long.
No,
too
it's gonna long. Be it's gonna be an entire episode, basically, yes. of his life. That
because be you kind of find that like somehow, if you put handcuffs on him, he will like accidentally like get out of them and then like tap you on the shoulder and like hand them to you.
Mm-hmm. It'll be funny.
Yeah.
And I guess for lunch, Bobby. Like, they're going to actually bring a jar of live sardines.
Yes.
That he then sort of listens to see if they're alive. And then.
Yeah, after he's going to whack them against his knee a bunch of times and then listen to them.
And then he whacks them against his own knee and lays them onto a sandwich. And there'll be, I guess, someone on the same bench as him at the same time, sort of looking over, like, what's going
on
with this
guy. Are they fond of it? What he's doing?
I haven't spoken to them, but I don't think so.
I worry about their safety and his safety. If
they're filming it. So
I worry about the
like
safety of me reenacting it later if I hit my hand against a counter, kind of showing what he was doing and then like hurt my hand.
When I'm
just
watch
trying
it,
to tell
worry,
a funny story about
the
what
safety of my
Mr.
ribs.
Bean did.
Hurt hand.
Oh, true. It's true.
Hurt hand.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult. But Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Amber. What's the fourth turning?
History occurs in certain patterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the hat pack. Every 20 years, society is ready for a new pack. Rat pack. Brat pack. Frat pack. You know, you're now a part of the hat pack, at least temporarily. And
so cool.
Similarly, this is the fourth pack that I mentioned, right? Yes. So we are in the fourth turning. And in 20-year intervals, history sort of begins a new phase.
I love
and if you
that.
Look every
we go back,
80 years
right? we
or
have
so,
to go back from Lost.
Mm-hmm.
We have oh, to go we, back. Yeah, we will do back. The rat after the hat pack is over. We will do the rat.
No,
pack
there will
again.
Be a new rat pack.
Can't you already sort of feel it? That you see people walking down the street, zippity doo. Right?
Yeah, I walked by. They just reopened the Brown Derby. There's
yes.
people.
Yes.
I was walking outside. A woman's body came flying out through the front door doing a twirl because yes. a man in some sort of dance
had spun her like a top.
Right.
But she came out, but like a sort of like a top, she wound.
She
back
came all
the
way back. She's spinning so fast. Yeah, she ended up back in the club. Yeah. And that's part of the transition.
Well,
is how they have
a
restaurant. A
top can do no. No, hang on. A top can do that.
I'm saying exactly. A top would could do that.
No, you didn't say exactly. You said sort of like a top. And then you clarified how what you saw was different from a top.
It's
okay,
it is
yeah,
sort
you're right.
of. I mean, a top doesn't have like.
And then you said exactly.
Big bongos.
Well, is it sort of or is it exactly?
You
Oh,
okay.
you're saying
I think that's
not
what
like
he's saying.
Sort
sometimes.
Of.
Maybe I should have said yeah. sometimes or often.
Okay.
I think what Paul was is talking about is some of the anatomical differences between this young lady he saw
yeah.
a child's top. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would sell it yeah. at the kid,
well, because
little kid's toy store.
A top, you know, ironically, a top is kind of bottom heavy. Yeah.
Yes.
And it sounds like what Paul was seeing was a little bit of the opposite. So,
excuse me, top. May I take your hand? May I squire you top around the town?
it's castle time.
But so why, like, let's think about that. Like, you know, let's actually look back at history and say, like, okay, it's the Rat Pack and they're going to a restaurant. What does the restaurant look like? A hat. What came before that? There was the Hat Pack era.
No. I mean, we weren't. Yeah, we obviously weren't photographing or recording, you know.
I don't think it's going to
go the world
back.
In the same way.
I don't think it'll cycle through. You guys familiar with POMO? Little thing called postmodernism, guys. It all crunches in on itself. So we're going to have a little taste of the Rat Pack here.
Postmodernism.
Oh, what's right next
postmodernism
to
was invented by the Frat Pack.
Yes.
The Frat Pack created it, and it will occur again.
Okay.
We will go back to postmodernism again.
It has to be rejected to be renewed in that way. Like, and I think we are seeing the rejection of modernity in this moment and a desire to go back to when there were these guys going, "Haggity B.
Zabada doo. Hey there, guy. Get your hand
What's
that
up with
soli.
Your skirt, baby?
Can I
yeah.
get another piece of steak meat?
I'm gonna pour a drink.
Oops, spilled.
Yeah.
Oops, just spilled.
Whatever, we don't have to snap out the whole thing today.
You can't snap your fingers and hold a bottle and pour a drink. You just cannot do it. You are going to spill.
Just stop snapping. Body.
A lot of times your fingers are all wet.
Yeah.
I'm holding a glass or a bottle, so the snap wouldn't yeah. be a dry snap. It'd be all damp.
Mm-hmm.
Damp snap.
Yeah.
Talk about dry snaps for a little bit, because that is something you said you wanted to cover on today's episode.
Oh, like when Ben Stein does put down comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dry snaps?
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if your mother is so overweight.
So that could actually, so like.
That you'd never be able to win my money.
And we are in this like place now. It's so funny where like anytime that they're like paying us to be creative and they're like show up to work and like come up with this stuff, it's like now that they're asking, they're telling us not to do it, it's like, okay, I'm having the best ideas I've ever had.
Yeah. I'm having the best ideas I've ever had.
Ben Stein saying stuff about motherhood, you know?
Oh, I wish I was at a laptop right now and yeah, in a writer's room and I could just put that out.
This would be on TV. Yeah. I mean, this would be on TV and it would be the highest rated show in the world.
Like, do this in a way that's like,
here's your contract. Everyone would be making fucking money.
Yeah.
If we were putting the Ben Stein, your mother jokes.
I don't know, Patricia Heaton on screen and she says, dry snaps.
Right.
Ben Stein is insulting people now?
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, like as soon as
Cheryl Hines goes like, great, I love it.
Great, you Larry, know? I love it.
Yeah.
But as soon as we're back in the system, like as soon as we like sign the contract,
then they're instantly
like, he's talking about people being fat too much, and it's like, well, these are snaps.
Yeah. He
like,
said overweight. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what they are.
I understand. They're saying insane stuff that stifles, that suffocates creativity, and when they actually like. You know, say you're not allowed to do it anymore. The ideas that we have, Ben Stein making a joke about someone's mother, you know, Patricia Heaton setting that up, you know, stuff that would make real money for the industry. Like, we can't stop it. The flow is, you can't, it's huge.
Yes.
So big.
And it's why I almost like don't want to go back. I almost want to stay like this.
I don't want to be in demand.
I'm having too much fun by myself.
I know. Yeah. It's like when it becomes a job again, when it's not just me and my friends literally saying the funniest shit that has ever been said, like Ben Stein stuff, all this stuff.
I like it now.
No, I know.
Well, it's how crazy is a writer's room, right? Because you got a bunch of lunatics.
Oh, my God.
And you're saying to a bunch of lunatics, okay, come to the asylum.
Yes.
At precisely this hour.
Oh, that's going to work out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Let's see how that one goes for you, Jan. Okay, Champ, let's see how that one goes for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Jan.
Good luck, Champ. I think that you're going to have a lot of...
They're so fucking stupid.
Good luck.
Did you say... You said Champ. I said Jan.
Jan? But these are what the lunatics do.
I said Champ.
Champ.
The lunatics do it.
But to be able to like work on our own projects, to be able to like
actually... An asylum would have a set schedule.
To be able to take stuff out.
It would need to.
To be able to, like, work our shit out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without, like, having to, like, go through the fucking...
And also just
there's going to be a creative explosion when it ends. I'll say. I know you don't want it to end. The first probably 100 days following the announcement of the end will be a creative explosion.
Yes.
Because the pressure that has built up in this town, and you feel it, man, it's sizzling.
Unlike any in all history.
Very emblematic of the fourth turning.
Yes.
I mean, the Hat Pack will be remembered as
people are not ready.
Creative generation.
This will be the symbol. This will be the symbol of this.
Yes.
When people are looking at the work that's coming out 20 years from now, they'll say, oh, I should keep this on. This is where it started, right?
It'll actually be like...
You can show it just like this. Everyone can see it.
Yeah, just leaving it on is actually... and not putting your hand on it and not... and definitely not doing the finger and then putting your hand on it.
You can see it now.
Just actually not touching it.
Just don't touch
is
okay. I'm gonna check if my wife ever responded to this picture with Paul as well. No.
The rates are crazy right now. They're like the text
I think she saw the shame in my eyes. Maybe that was on a period.
You're doing something weird.
I felt embarrassed. I told you that.
Yeah. But I didn't understand what shifted, you know. You asked to be in it.
That's why I think it felt embarrassing once I was
you
in there.
You should have had that.
I was like, I asked.
Shouldn't have had that.
I was asked to be here.
I thought it had occurred to me that I'd get all three of us. And I did.
Well, it was also in the period where I didn't know if you guys were doing this, the two of you, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's only like your third fucking time on the show. Like, and you're like, oh yeah, sorry, I didn't know it was happening. I guess maybe by the 50th time, like how many times
when will you be ready to do the show without it being a tremendous burden on me?
Okay, I know we scheduled like the hour after we're done recording to go and do a review of the show.
Right.
And so we do have to table it for then?
Yeah, we do have to be in solidarity.
Just remember that. Just have that be a thing we talk about. Just a show of strength
to the studios right now.
Right, yes.
You know, I don't think it's helpful to keep saying you don't want it to end. I understand.
I know. It's so bad. It's so bad. But I love being at home.
I mean, maybe that is actually a powerful position to be like, we like it.
I love making my recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said sweatpants before. Like,
I want to be in my sweatpants.
Yes.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I love wearing my sweatpants with no underwear.
Yeah, I want them backwards with the drawstring in back.
Yeah, tiny shorts. I cut them into really short shorts, my sweatpants.
I love my sweatpants. They've worn and become very sheer in my area.
Holes in them, and there's a lot of, yeah.
I've been painting my shirts on. You know, remember when Demi famously painted her body on the cover of Vanity Fair?
She's going through a lot right now, so I would admit, you know, maybe not. Like,
hold back a little bit.
Yeah, like... You know,
I was going pretty hard.
I would maybe just like not go so hard.
Try not. Like, please don't like remember her magazine covers like when there's actually a lot going on.
Just like talk about you. Like, just be like, I'm doing this. We don't need to like bring her.
We don't need a reference point necessarily, especially when he's going through something at a time when remembering her magazine covers could be pretty traumatizing.
No, I'm definitely not doing a magazine cover of me pregnant like her. How outrageous was that?
But Paul.
Okay, when I'm in the supermarket, I don't want to see that at the checkout line.
I understand where you're coming from and I agree with you, but
Paul, that's a start.
This is like... The next thing that I know, you're going to be remembering the verse that Opera Man did about her when she was paid $12 million for her next movie, $4 million for her acting, $4 million for each boobie.
Oh.
Like, I just cannot have you reciting Opera Man's lyrics like that because it is just not. It's a time for solidarity.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, and we're in this together, right? SAG.
You call it one actually off and follows the other.
Did she actually get paid? Like, that's insane. That's crazy. It's for each one.
Somehow, Opera Man had the inside scoop.
Even today.
Opera Man, I guess, like, had actually seen, like, okay, at least a red line of the contract.
Can I just say... Like, again, like, yes, it was kind of weird that he said that, but it does show, like, how the business has changed since then. Imagine someone getting that kind of deal today.
No, I know. Even this is what we're on strike for.
And especially
actresses. This is why
the idea of getting, like, that kind of deal is, like, totally untenable to like it would just never happen. It's not even part of the conversation.
Well, they've strangled you know the flow of cash.
Yes.
Like they've separated the worker from the means of production, and so it can't happen now. It's unsustainable because with theatrical windows and all these things that have just been totally destroyed by bad actors,
right?
And I'm not talking, of course, about the actors on screen.
Oh,
Oh, cut that, Kevin. I fucking can't believe I said that.
What I broke when you said that. I laughed. Yeah.
No, I was. I made me
did
laugh,
you hear
too.
Paul break?
Paul broke. He was trying to keep a straight face.
Keep that, because that'll be fun. Like, cut what Sean was saying, but keep Paul.
Keep
like,
Paul laughing and just put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good screen grab could be like I'm like,
that
can't
could be a really
I'm
good screen
right
grab.
Like,
yeah.
And he's got the hat on.
Because our screen grabs have been dog shit lately.
No,
like,
they suck.
Like, the
they
what he's choosing
suck.
For a screen grab is like.
No, it makes me throw up.
I'm kind of like reaching for my nose with my finger. Like, yeah. It's not even just like. At that point, I'd rather you just show me just like full on. Shoving my finger up my nose.
Yeah.
Like, rather just be like, is he going to do it or isn't he? Like, just show that, you know? And that's where we're at with how bad the screen grabs are.
Well, and then there's those sick twists who would love it, you know, who would love seeing their one of their favorite performers, entertainers, podcast hosts digging and they'd go, oh, were you not aware? That's my kink.
Yeah.
No, it's true. There's perverts out there who want to see Hayes hunting for nose goblins.
Hunting for nose goblins.
They probably
even though that like it does make me sick to do. And so like you pressuring me to like do that over and over again for your sexual satisfaction, and like you're not understanding that it does that I do get germs in there when I do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's people are messed up for
like I can't wash my hand like
yeah, your
I
hands can't are be, filthy.
Yeah, I mean, my hands are dirty, and when I put them in there, I get sick because there's germs on them.
Yeah,
do so, you like, touch a lot of stuff. You just
I mean, look,
touching,
I'm touching the mic with both hands right now. I'm gripping, because, I mean, the mic
Think
works.
About who uses the mic.
Yes.
When we're not in this room.
Yeah.
Like, really think about it. They let anyone use the mic. What do you think Casey does when we leave?
Cleans the mics.
Yeah. Well, that's what he calls it. I don't know how clean that thing is, but he
Oh, but yeah, you're saying like it's kind of like the laptop.
Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah, from the Biden crime family.
Yeah.
Don't get me started, though.
Yeah.
You know, at a lot of coffee places nowadays, they'll have the computer that you can go over to check your email.
Yes.
Like a cyber bar.
Yes, exactly.
They say that you shouldn't put your fingers on those cyber bar computers because they're just, you think about all the people, it's like you said.
No,
like you said.
Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, I was talking about LAN parties.
Yes.
Like, I was talking a lot about LAN parties and how they can be a lot of fun, but because of all the shared laptops at like the cyber bars and stuff.
What's a LAN party?
LAN? L-A-N? LAN party?
Oh.
I know we're not allowed to talk about this, but just like the fact that you, if you're the president's son, you can go into a coffee shop, sit at the public computer, take your shirt off and like do drugs, and like we're all just supposed to be like that's and do you take a you use the computer to take a picture, everyone else is waiting to use the computer but it's like, oh no, it's okay, like my daddy's the president so I'm allowed to do that.
I went into the Bourgeois Pig last week and I couldn't get through the door.
He's in there. Yes.
I'm not gonna say, but it was the child of a president. With a huge some apparatus, some drug taking apparatus. Burning one end.
Yes.
Like a pushing.
Yeah. Look like a didgeridoo or something. But
pushing
different.
Hot objects inside while the other side burns.
Coals. Yes. Flaming coals.
He looks like he's a one man band. Like, because he is operating something with his foot as well. There's like a some
no,
kind
and
of
he's
pump.
Got something. He's got some sort of neck harness attached. And there's
two cymbals
like
are clanging together.
Yeah, it's really
you can't even open the door.
Yeah. Oh, I just had to scream through. One latte. Door slams in my face.
Yes.
No, I thought he was a busker. I started giving you know money because I assumed it was some sort of performance, and then I realized, oh no. This is recreation.
The load in and load out from all this stuff.
Oh.
But it was just a scrub. They were also known
as a.
But you saw a busker. You said you saw a busker.
I said I thought it was.
Oh,
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. But he saw the same thing that we saw. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just thought it was something else.
And I was actually lying.
That he lied about that.
And we were talking about Ron Reagan Jr., right?
Yes. Who, like, otherwise, like, yeah, otherwise I like, except for how big his apparatus is.
Well, he just makes it so hard to get into the bourgeois pig.
Yeah.
And there's enough problems with that place. I mean, yeah. Wait. I'm sorry, I don't have an hour to wait for my, my macchiato.
My friggin' low soy machacino.
That was a genuine stutter.
So what are you going to do? Like, once we're back, like, what do you have ready? Like, what's next for you? Like, you can't promote.
Oh, going back to the Smurfs.
You're going to go back to the Smurfs. Okay.
But yeah. I've been, because that was all percolating right before.
I remember being like, can we just wait a little longer before we do this thing? Can we let Paul do the Smurfs and then we can, and now I don't want to. It's so crazy when it started. I was like, can we please just wait a little bit longer for Paul to finish
this thing? Just right now, like, it's not a good time for just like a little more. Like,
I'm starting to get used to it
of the year. Smurfs thing. I'm actually, loving wearing my sweatpants with all the
very sheer.
There's so much food in the pockets. Yeah.
Did I tell you I was wearing, so embarrassing, I was wearing my sweatpants and I was wearing my white sweatpants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I know where this is going, but
and
go
I
ahead.
Was I went shopping. It just did Barnes
you
and
have
Noble,
told me this
looking
go
for
ahead.
A book.
Yeah, yeah.
I get a coffee.
No, you told me this way. Multiple times.
A grande yes. coffee. Yeah. I don't know what
you
I was
told
thinking.
It right before we started recording. Yeah. And you called me yesterday
and I had it on an empty stomach and I'm in the nonfiction section and I looked down at my back.
I know the story.
There's
you have to
blood
check it. Yeah.
All the way down the back of my pants.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you sat in blood, yeah.
Down my pant legs.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that coffee.
It's you say an empty stomach. It's like, I don't know if that was related to it or if it's the coffee at all. And you mentioned the nonfiction section. Also, isn't it?
There's a
is
bunch
there
a
nonfiction? It's Barnes and Noble. Like, there's, I guess there's a nonfiction section, but I think, you know.
There must
usually
be,
it's for toys, right? I mean, am I in a Barnes & Noble or a Kids R Us nowadays, right?
No, there's so many fucking toys there. It makes me want to fucking
it's basically,
vomit.
Yeah, it's basically
no, it's like board games and toys and a bunch of bullshit. And it's like, what happened to going to a bookstore and reading a fucking book? And the movies they have there?
Here's my problem. Yeah, exactly. They've now taken three different spots that you could go. Put them into one.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a Suncoast.
Mm-hmm.
You could have had a bookstore on its own. And then you could have gone.
You could have had a KB Toys.
Hey, what about a KB Toys?
And now it's all become Barnes and Noble. We're just supposed to go like walk around our zombies with our hands out.
All day just live there with our Barnes and Noble app open on the phone and zap, zip, zap. Yeah, just like.
Instead of brains, we say Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying Barnes.
Yeah.
Barnes. Instead of brains, we're saying Barnes.
No, we're saying Barnes instead
we're
of brains.
We're not allowed to talk about this.
We're zombies, right?
We just need
the fucking Reading Dead.
We just need scorched earth. Like, honestly,
Night of
we just
the
need to start over.
Bookstore. Oh,
there's no coming back.
Just erase it all. Yeah. Just
of retribution.
Strike forever and just wash away the entire planet.
This city is just. I mean,
build an ark.
Country is a toilet and it just needs a big fucking flush.
Flush the fucking toilet. Build an ark. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make sure you bring your nose plugs because of the stench of feces and urine.
Have you guys gone back to Evan Almighty?
It
holds up.
No,
it's funny.
Well, yeah. It doesn't just
it was
hold
actually a little
up.
Early. Like, given what was it was trying to actually tell us what was coming. And,
no, it's better than,
it's
better. It's better than any other movie.
Isn't that cool when you can watch a comedy like that? And it's like, they had their eye on the future. Mm-hmm.
Well, and at the
we
time, if you remember at the time, people said this could never happen.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, and it's happening.
Yeah, it
actually
did happen.
Driving by a lot of houses where there's a lot of arcs and driveways lately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are people buying arcs?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it did happen. It happened.
Foxcatcher, too, is mm-hmm. like that.
They made a sequel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's it follow, like the characters? It's like a follow-up?
It's different. I mean, it's not... There's no wrestling in it. Like, it's not, mm-hmm. there's no wrestling in it, and there's none of the actors from the first one
mm-hmm.
are gone. They have pictures of them,
mm-hmm.
like, in That's the cool. guy's house. And the guy...
But from other projects they were in, not from...
Yeah.
Not yeah. their characters from Foxcatcher.
Yeah. The guy is the guy who played.
I like it in a movie when somebody has like a photo from somebody and they remember him, and then is like the on set photograph of the person wearing a costume from the first movie.
Yeah,
that they got a photograph of that one time.
Yes,
it's a frame from the movie.
Yes,
That's really powerful. But I haven't seen it. I don't know. But the guy in it is the guy. Who played Johnny Cage in the first Mortal Kombat movie?
No, really? Yeah. He's strong.
Yeah, he's really strong.
He's so strong.
But
yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.